Parsha A, we have a very interesting parsha. The parsha called Ir HaNidacha. Ir HaNidacha is a city which all the, at least rove of the inhabitants could be, I feel rove, go out and worship a Buddha Zara. And the mitzvah is after we investigate the situation very well, we see that the city has gone out and done, many of the city have gone out and done Avodah Zarah, served foreign gods. So the halacha is hake sake esish ve'irahi. The halacha is we have to kill out the whole city. Hake sake the halacha, because I'll say make a b'sayis, you have to kill them with sayis, but if not, any misa that you can, that's what Hakka said, the double Russian, the one Russian. And it says to destroy the whole city of Ficharev. Besides that, you take everything in the city, and you gather it into the Tzef of the Choy, and you burn it with a fire, everything in the city, Kol Shalala, all the booty, everything, totally destroy it, it should be a city, a Tel Oilam, should never be rebuilt. And nothing should remain behind you for this destruction. The Pasuk ends off, you have to tell another Jemei Rabbah, V'nosem ha-rachamim v'richamcha, Hashem will give you rachamim, Hashem will bestow you, place upon you rachamim v'richamcha, then he'll have rachamim upon you. The Orphan HaKadosh wonders why the Pasuk has to hear at the end, tell us that Hashem will give you rachamim and have rachamim on you. So he says a tremendous, fascinating shot of the Rechaim HaKadosh. He says, that Hashem commanded us to this mitzvah, that the Klaus has to get together and wipe out a whole city by the sword. Even the behemoths, the Nebuch, the little children, everybody has to be wiped out. So he says it's fascinating Kiddush, that this type of act is going to produce a characteristic trait in a person of cruelty. It's going to create a nature of cruelty in the heart of this person. And he says as the Ishmaelim, as the Arabs, the Ishmaelim, the ones that they have the Kasa Reitzkin, he's referring to terrorists and stuff over here. The man I know are the ones who are in charge, or in those times are those who have to kill, or not necessarily terrorists, but they're the ones who are in charge of or killing the people with the command of the king, those who are the executioners, we'll call them, that they had a cheshek gadol to kill people. So how does that come? He says, this is a question. A person naturally has a certain feeling of mercy. How does these people, these executioners, develop such a strong feeling and a desire for killing? Says the Rechaim HaKadosh that it comes because it's been uprooted from them totally, this feeling of rachamim through their acts. Every time they did another act of murder, of killing, it totally uprooted their feeling of mercy. So, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, that from here we see a tremendous yesod, that in order, if a person wants, if a person can develop a tremendous characteristic and a nature of cruelty if he acts in a cruel way. And even though, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, even though over here they're doing it for mitzvah, they're doing it because Hashem commanded them to do it, but the act itself is something that's going to give birth to a nature of cruelty. And therefore, because of Hashem, you do Hashem's Ratzon, and He doesn't want you to remain with this remnant, with this impression that you're going to get from after killing out the city, you're going to be left with this impression of a nature of cruelty. He doesn't want you to remain with it because you did His will. So the Pasuk says, I'm going to place upon you Rachon and give you a bracha. You do Ratzon Hashem, even though in the nature, you should start to feel cruel. If you want to act in a cruel way, your nature should change to a cruel person. It's not going to happen, because Hashem will give you a special bracha of a nosim l'chol rachamim v'richamcha. the Makor of Rachamim, the source of all mercy, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kel Molei Rachamim, Hashem is full of Rachamim. This the version was full of Rachamim, but to bless you with that need of Rachamim, and to the uproot of you, the nature that you have developed through your act. There's a tremendous insight over here. The Bible from Mr. Brewer in the beginning of Hilchus, in the beginning of the Mr. Brewer, so in Aleph, very discussed that a person should never act with a meter of chutzpah. Even in Ratzon Hashem, not to be chutzpah, because he said it's going to be murdered, even doing it for a mitzvah. That's going to be murdered inside your meter of chutzpah. And that's the nature. A person does acts, a person acts in a certain way, whether it's chutzpah, whether it's cruel, whether it's being stingy, even if it's for a moment, even if it's for a purpose, it creates a nature, and a person has to stay very, very far away from it. If he has to do it for a mitzvah, he has to do it, but he has to realize that he needs special rachamim to get back, because the nature is going to stay with him. Hashem will place mercy on you since you're doing His will, and He'll take away that act of cruelty. The Netziv learns that this is the pshat also by Plymouth Pinchas when he killed it. He went and he killed the Nazi Cosby Batsur together with the Nazi of Shem Hashunin. He killed them out. And when he went in and killed them out, he did an act of cruelty. Even though he was doing the mitzvah, Kanoim Plagenberg, the person ceased to act, a man living with a girlish woman, he has to go in and go to the point of stopping it through murder, through killing. But since at the end of the day it's an act of cruelty, it leads to a nature, and that nature, social love, is going to result in a person acquiring that trait. And therefore Hashem says at the end, I'm going to give you this breezy shalom, and says in the tziv, he gave a bruch of shalom again, the same besoid, that he shouldn't become a cruel person, but a mere of shalom. And therefore that was the blessing Hashem gave him after the ma'isa of killing out Kazi Basur, the Nasi Shevet. However, this is a tremendous yisod also in these days of Rishat. The Baruch Haim continues with a tremendous yisod over there. It says, "Benotim l'chol l'rachem v'ri hamcha." Hashem will give you mercy and have mercy on you. And he says a tremendous mavot. Hey, but there, she calls matcha, other will be gathered to the achzori. If a person is the teva, if the nature is achzori, if a person is a cruel person, k'motin yishanik Hashem imoy. She'ein Hashem l'rachem l'rachem on. The word Shabbos Kuf Nun Aleph says, which Mr. Hashem will get to in the next line, Hashem is only merachim on a person that he has the meter of merachim. Because Hashem is not meter, can I get meter? If a person acts cruel, Hashem will not act with that person in mercy. So a person has to know, first of all, he has to stay away from cruelty. He has to stay away from acts that make him into a cruel. Because those acts will be moiled, will produce, will give birth, will create in him a feeling of cruelty. And if he does stay away, as he learns to train himself to acts of mercy, says the Pasuk, Hashem will have mercy with him. We're entering now the month of Chodesh Rachamim, together with Chodesh Tishrei, which is the month of Rachamim. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he goes straight with us, if he goes Kibbutz Adin with us, the Yiskin of Anach Adin, the Ramach was even worried. How is it that the Melech was frightened from Midas Adin, the Yizkel of Melech Adin? Who, if Yizkel of Hashem goes with this, so many passed off of the story, his body was all in goosebumps, and all nervous, and all array, because he was nervous with the Din, because he knows that because we'll go straight with Din with everybody, Chas V'Sholom, it's too stringent, we can't make it with Din. And that's the only sort of the shofar, we blow the shofar. As the measure, as the Zohar says, Hashem goes up from his Kisei Hamahadin. He goes up to Kisei Hadin that he sits on these days, and he hears the shofar, he goes to Kisei Hamahadin, and how that works, the different shmuz. But we see, in order to be Zohar, we need the Hashem to change from that Kisei Hadin to Kisei Hamahadin. If that is so, what better way, Rabbi says? We said in this Pasuk, the Pasuk says, you're not going to be Zohar to Rachamim. There's no way to be Zohar to Rachamim unless you're a Rachamon. You're a merciful person. Unless you know with Midas HaRachamon, unless you know with mercy with others, unless you conduct yourself in an area of mercy, you're not going to deserve that mercy of us. The more a person grains them to be more merciful to people, to have rahmanas on people, hear their plight, feel their pain, empathize, sympathize with their pain. Whatever you can do, Rabbi, that is showing the midas of Rahmanim. And even if a person, their essence is not holding there, but the fact that he acts that way, it's murder the same way for the positive. It's murder the midas of Rahmanim. And once a person's kind of midas of Rahmanim, the Eiz Hashem will give reserve to this Yisrael, that Hashem will be nourished with him, Rahmanim. But you can't call Hashem will be nourished with Rahmanim. It's a tremendous laugh of his side. You saw by the daily oilam, the midi, by the Moshe Feinstein of his side. Unbelievable his level of how he had mercy on people. How he took even the Nebuchs, even the most Nebuch people, that he was just too chesed, he would listen to their tzaras, he would hear what they have to say. To tell one tremendous story, Reuven Feinstein was there, so he could tell one story. My father was always doing chesed with the Derev, but so this is a person that had no time, he was so busy in his learning, his teaching, his paskening shayos in all the world. But when it came to a person that was a Nebuch, a broken person, that needed the mercy, needed the kindness, he had all the time for him in the world. So Reuven recalled a tremendous story. He once came to the yeshiva from Staten Island. He came to the east side to talk with his father. An urgent situation arose, but he had to take care of something in the yeshiva. He needed to speak to his father desperately. When he came, he saw a woman sit down and had to talk to him. So he said, okay, I'll wait, even though it was urgent to speak to him. He's waiting a half hour, and he sees the woman still going on. And unless you're sitting there listening to her, so he thought it was a very urgent thing, so he just listened in, because he needed to find out when is it going to end, when will he have the ability to speak to his father. And as he's listening, he's hearing the woman telling the Shiva about aliens, different types of aliens that she's seen, and they're coming to her, and they're coming down, and they're talking to her, and he realized this woman was not all there, as they say. She was talking about different aliens and different crazy things. And Moshe later lives for a half hour, so he feels the right thing besides the urgent thing, the waste of Shashiva's daughter, Rav Moshe Feinstein. He said, this woman is using his time for nothing. So he wanted to interrupt. He was about to say something, and Shashiva said, Rav Moshe said, Lord, leave it. This woman has no one to let out her tzar. No one to listen to her tzar. So Moshe sat there, Reuven said, for an hour and a half. Somebody in his mind was thinking of learning, but he sat there an hour and a half until the woman said, I have to get up and leave now. It's getting dark soon. The aliens are coming out. And she got up and left. And Reuven was stood there in shock, how his father, to what end the father would go to be able to hear. No one else listened to this woman, but Moshe sat there for an hour and a half listening to a woman tell about Martians and aliens and UFOs and crazy things. Just so the woman should be able to unload her pain. This is a person that that had mercy on others, Rabbi Sai. His whole life, he cared and he thought about others, Rabbi Sai. As we come these days, the Chodesh HaRachem and the Chodesh HaElul, and the Doidi and the Doidili, let us take out some time to work on this midah of Rachem and mercy, the mercy on others, and B'shut Hashem of Rachem on us, and put us in the book of Chaim. The Sikha Shah Sadiq Timurim, the Altlachaim Turn, the Shalom, a good man's chore.